roll tapes now. Bee Gees, Tragedy at Phoenix FM. Talk, talk, it's my life. Starting the half five drive, we take a small interlude because the studio has been invaded.
Yes, it has.
Hello, you.
Hello.
This is going to be fun, isn't it?
Because, I'm quite excited, yes.
Yeah, why are you excited?
Because I have spent all week trawling through your drive time shows, desperately looking for anything remarkably similar to an innuendo, so I can get you back for last week.
Now, I know that there are some words that I say frequently. I know I'm fond of bobbins, gubbins, shenanigans and delve and stuff like that.
And choo-choos and nom-noms and
whatnot. But I don't think I've said anything that can be put in the wrong place, shall we say. But as you said last week...
They're just everywhere. Once you notice one, you notice them all. It's true.
Yes. So...
especially if you're looking for them.
Shall I just play this and cringe?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Okay, Naomi's been very, very busy, bless her. So this is her get back for last week's Fun and Games, which is on the drive section of the website, by the way. You nearly wet yourself, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Innuendo Charlie.
Been sitting on this for 2 weeks, which means there's some really great stuff coming up, plus a large variety of sausages.
Like me.
Up pops a thing's bottom.
Oh, yes!
We had some problems last night. It's going to thrash its backside about a bit. Sometimes they're just trying it on, keen to get in on the act. Some tasty local honey. Oh, yes. A bit personal here, but hey, bottom. The next couple of nights, still getting down. I'm going to have a fiddle during this one. Yes, so we can make things go fast and slow.
Oh, yes!
Awesome. You've taken perfectly innocent phrases that's in very important parts of the show, like the events guide.
I know!
Which is sponsored, young lady.
I know! It's just I can't resist. Oh, I'm crying again,
well done,
though, to be
well
fair.
Done, well done, well done. I need to give you some...
Yes. I especially like when you said I'm going to have a fiddle during this one.
I do like to have a fiddle from time to time.
You were talking about the CD player, I believe, at the time.
Yeah, well, I found the slidey thing there.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you were fiddling with.
So it goes
See,
up
I
and
had
down.
A completely different idea.
No. I like my knobs and buttons. There's another one for
next
you.
Week.
Free of charge. Well, I was listening last week and I thought, well, there's bound to be a few. So how many different bits of cheeky innuendo can Naomi come up with? So I thought I'd count them.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Now, as a musical person, I understood this one completely, but I can see where a non-musical person might have misinterpreted this one.
You could have what's actually referred to as a semi-breathe. You could have a crotchet. You could have a quaver. On that, they called it full, half, and quarter.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So.
This is embarrassing. Oh.
And then I heard something else about fingers, which got my attention.
I can make a sound by putting my finger in my ear, and I'm just worried that Charlie's going to use this against me later, so I'm trying to describe this without saying something he can use against me. But you put your finger in, and then you squeak. I can't do that. I hope Charlie's not listening.
Well, I was.
Oh, no. This
you put your
awful.
Finger in, and then you squeak.
Yeah. I'll have to try that one.
There's no recovering from this, is there?
No. And it got worse.
Two completely different bands, decades apart, use each other's bits. they like each other's bits, and they copy them, and they use them. There's another one for Charlie there, who's listening. Oh, dear. He's really knocked me sideways with that. He really caught me out, didn't he? Thank you for that. They like each other's bits.
Yeah. Then we had...
Oh, no, there's not more, surely.
Well, you got me doing sausages earlier,
okay,
so I'm going to get you back with something related to sausages.
With absolute bangers from the best girls out there. So, is that another one for Charlie? I don't know. They just keep happening. It just keeps slipping out. I don't know what to do. I really hope he's not listening. So, we can move on as quickly as possible now.
Yeah, one for Charlie, because when you change the words around, you get this.
With absolute bangers from the best girls out there. It just keeps slipping out.
That's not fair. You've changed it. That's cheating. You were listening then.
And finally. Oh no, it's this one.
They never do the last note. That really bothers me.
And because it bothers you so much, I thought I'd make it all better for you by making it a little bit better.
Oh, no.
It's worth waiting for.
Oh, thanks for that. That does actually satisfy me somewhat. Yeah. Oh, no, there's another one there.
No, I was just thinking if I could play something else just to see if I could crack you up again.
But okay.
I think we're all out of buttons now.
I think I'm all out of crack up, to be fair. I'm actually crying. Is this 2 weeks in a row that I've cried at the studio? So thanks for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. So with all that out the way and everything all sorted, we're best of friends now. What's happening on the show from six?
Oh, well, this week it's Boy Power Week. Because last week was Girl Power Week,
yes.
And I thought, you've got to keep it fair. So we've got a bit of the likes of Westlife, Boyzone, Blue, all of them. And we've got four more of my little sample sisters as well.
Okay.
Which is really good fun. I really enjoy that bit. Yes.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
we'll,
thank you.
We'll catch you after the news. You don't miss it.
I'll try not to.
Doesn't take much to set you off, does it?
Not today, no, because I wasn't expecting any of that. So thanks.
Oh. Naomi from Six, ladies and gentlemen. The half five drive continues. Normal service has been resumed as soon as possible.